Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, fellow, get geekishians. Get geekishites?
Something like that.
Fellow nerds.
There you go.
We're back at another Get Geekish podcast. I'm Bino, and joined by my cohort, my compatriot.
Stuffy Derek this week.
The Stuffy Derek.
A little bit stuffy. It's going around.
It's a little under the weather. It's that time of year. But we wanted to go on the Halloween theme. Last week, we talked about Twilight, which I guess in a roundabout way, you could tie into Halloween as something else that deals with vampires and werewolves. And since it is October...
The movies are so bad, they're scary.
Yay! But we're going to talk more about vampires this week, but we'll just get out of the way that it's not going to be about vampires from Twilight. If you want to know more about them, you can tune into last week's podcast, and we'll not rehash those efforts. Yeah. But we're going to discuss the different vampires of film this week.
Yeah.
Are we going to stick to just film?
I don't know. I was trying to think of that. Like,
we might go off the rails. It's been known to happen.
Well, I mean, should we just get it out of the way? Castlevania vampire from the video game.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot his name.
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
What do you mean you forgot his name? Dracula?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of, what was the second one? Because it's Simon Belmont, and is it still Dracula in the second one?
Well, Dracula's the main boss.
No, I know that, but I thought that, never mind.
It was all the Belmonts fighting against Dracula and his minions, and then his son Alucard joined their...
Thank you. That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, Alucard the Turncoat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nerd! Count Chocula. Okay, we got that out of the way. The Count.
Sesame Street.
Yep,
yeah,
the Count. And then, I guess all the vampires from... the TV show Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like Spike and Angel.
Yep.
I mean, you know, the ones that explode when you stab them with a stake. And
I always remember that, like, across all the vampire genres, it seems like so many of them couldn't figure out how to make the deaths
consistent.
Like, in some of them, like, you know, the sunlight hits them and it burns them. Some of the sunlight hits them, they turn to ash. Some of the sunlight hits them, they explode in a fiery mess. Other ones, you hit them with a stake and they bleed out. Other ones, you hit them with a stake and they turn to stone. Other ones, you hit them with a stake, they turn black and crumble up. Other ones,
One of them, you hit them with a stake and they exploded. I don't remember what that was.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when I was doing my quote-unquote research for this, there is a ton of vampire movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, more than I thought. And... the main one that started off was Nosferatu back in, what, 1922?
Sometime, yeah.
But that was a silent film, right?
I guess it had to have been. Yeah, 1922 for that one.
And it was pretty creepy. Like, I haven't seen it. I probably should, because it's on the, like, number one on a bunch of vampire lists as the best vampire movie. For 1922, that's a pretty good makeup, because that guy looks creepy as you know what. So,
see, but I wonder though, is it really that good of a movie, or is it like the hipster movie, like just because it was first, everyone's gonna like it?
First, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's not very long either. So,
yeah, it's true.
But I was looking through a list. Like, a lot of these vampire movies I have not seen, and I feel kind of ashamed, but at the same time, not.
Well, I don't think you should feel ashamed, per se, because you look at a lot of, even, we'll just take, I've got a list in front of me of the 20 best vampire movies from entertainment sitting in front of me. We'll go through some of these ones on here, and not all of them are great movies, and some of them take some pretty good liberties with the idea of vampires, but that's, I think, kind of the cool thing about the idea of vampires is so many people have taken it in so many different directions. As far as an entire other supernatural worlds to, you know, ancient beings that are living amongst us to mutations to government created this and that. It's like there's so many different ways that they've latched on to the creature that sucks other creatures' blood, which I think terrifies us all just a little bit.
Like the I Am Legend ones, right? Those were...
I guess those were, yeah, I want to say zombies, but those were kind of vampires.
Yeah, they were vampires. It's one of them on my vampire list.
Yeah, so this one, the 20 best movies ranked according to entertainment, which again, I'm not going to debate the legitimacy of this because some of them don't, number 20, they have 30 Days of Night is one of their 20 best vampire movies. I call
shenanigans.
Bull honky.
Yeah. It was entertaining, but I wouldn't say it deserves to be in the top 20.
Yeah, yeah. They got Vampire's Kiss with Nicolas Cage. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the 1992 movie, which I loved that movie.
That is a good movie. I thought that came on the 80s.
I thought it was early on that too, but yeah. Blood for Dracula from 1974, What We Do in the Shadows from 2014, which we just talked about that too. You were not a fan of that. I thought it was purely entertaining.
I was a fan of it. Wait, my wife was not a fan of it.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was there.
Werewolves, not swearwolves.
Shadow of the Vampire, The Fearless Vampire Killers, Blade, Thirst, Near Dark, Only Lovers Left Alive, The Lost Boys, The Hunger, Nosferatu the Vampire, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, Kronos, Let the Right One In, Interview with the Vampire, Bram Stoker's Dracula, and From Dusk Till Dawn.
A lot of people...
I haven't seen half of those.
A lot of people didn't like Bram Stoker's Dracula when it came out, because Coppola directed it, right? The Godfather?
Yep, yep.
So, you know, that's something a little bit different than what he's known for, and I guess a lot of people poo-pooed on it, but... I've seen bits and pieces of it. That's one that's one right there where I feel ashamed for not seeing it, because it has Gary Oldman and Keanu Reeves, some great people.
You know, it's a whole bunch of good actors. I mean, it was a big deal. When I remember when that movie came out, it was like pop culture phenomenon of people watching it left and right.
And to me, that's still what I think of when I think of vampires, is that type of vampire.
Yeah, that's sums up the traditional vampire.
Like the essence. The suave, sexy vampire, you know, that has a lust for, you know, flesh and blood, obviously. And then
the old rotten, crazy ones that look like they should be Catholic priests.
Yeah, and then you know, you stake them and they die. That movie subsequently started is one of my favorite Offspin ones, because Mel Brooks took that one and did Dracula Dead and Loving It, which is just this really stupid movie, but... It's entertaining. And
I find it funny that we both have seen Dracula Dead and loving it and enjoy that, but haven't seen the full Bram Stoker Dracula that's making fun of.
That's true. We haven't, have we?
That's the sign of a really good spoof.
I don't know what it's making fun of, but, you know. I feel like if we watch Bram Stoker and then go back to Dracula Dead and Loving It, we'll get a lot more references.
Probably so, but...
But yeah, that was one on my list. I was like, Dracula Dead and Loving, yeah! But like you said, that's the more traditional vampire. Then you have, what, like the underworld vampires, the blade vampires. Like, he was a daywalker, is that what they called him, right? He could...
Yeah, daywalker.
He was a hybrid that could go out in the sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Kate Beckinsale, her little vampire. Why did they always fight werewolves? Was there a...
There has to be something in the lichen versus vampire history that comes up, because that seems to be a focal point of a lot of them.
Is that the southern... What was the southern people that were always feuding?
the Clampets and McCoys?
Not Clampets.
Oh, Jed. Oh, that was Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah, okay. Hatfields and McCoys.
There you go.
I feel like I want to see the Clampets versus the McCoys now.
Oil. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
One thing that, off topic a little bit, but between vampires and werewolves, there always seems to be this supernatural fascination that the sunlight or the moonlight has some drastic effect on all these creatures. Am I the only one? Like, I know science isn't that old, but do you know what moonlight is?
It is a reflection of the sun.
Yeah. I mean, that...
I think maybe it takes apart from, you know, how the seasons affect people, how, you know, I mean, that's where the term lunacy comes from, is because people would be quote unquote crazy, and it was because of the lunar, the moon up in the sky. So that's where lunacy came from. So they're like, oh, the moonlight drove them crazy. And, you know, the moon controls the tides and everything. So I'm sure it has to do something with that. We probably sound like idiots, but you know what? Would be the first time.
Correlation, causation. Hey, who needs it?
But I mean, Underworld kind of set... Well, I should say Blade and Underworld kind of set the... Of course, Blade is a comic book movie.
Mm.
And they're getting ready to redo it, which... Yay?
I hope. I have high hope that it's good. I'm not holding out that it's going to be, but I'm hoping.
I mean, the old ones were so cheesy, but they were successful that they made three of them.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the third one. With Ryan Reynolds.
I didn't quite get into the old Blade ones. They came out when I was probably middle school, high school times. And they were okay, but I didn't get into them all that much.
You didn't like the over-the-top, like, cut off a vampire's head, watch blood just squirt out of him?
Well, it wasn't even that much. It just seemed like it was... I don't know. Like, I, whatever I say next is going to be instantly wiped out because I'm also going to then say, well, I love Wesley Snipes and Demolition Man. So
yes,
I mean, can't qualify it with the thematic goodness of Blade or not.
If you go back and rewatch them, they don't really hold up. But for being at a time where comic book movies weren't, you know,
most comic book movies at that time were awful.
Yeah, Spawn, which still holds a place in my heart, even though it's awful, is right around that time. So, yeah, you know, and it was trying to do something a little bit different with the vampire genre rather than just an old crusty guy trying to seduce younger women.
Yeah. To answer your question of how many vampire movies there were, according to Wikipedia, there's approximately 305 films that have vampires as a subject.
Okay.
A heck of a marathon.
I'm pretty sure I've only seen maybe 20, if not less. Like, have you seen Interview with the Vampire? I've seen bits and pieces, but I haven't seen the whole thing. And I know that's another beloved one with Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise and Kirsten Dunst.
I've seen, like, Voicemail with the Vampire. Like a Cliff's Notes version of it. Like, was it Brad Pitt and Kirsten Dunst?
Yep.
Huh.
One that's on a list that I have seen was Daybreakers with Ethan Hawke, and that one, again, not the greatest, but it was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Something a little bit different. Of course, we talked about I Am Legend. Fright Night, what about that one? Did you ever see that?
Which one was Fright Night?
Well, it depends which version you talk about. You got the 80s one, and then you got the one with...
Oh, I'm going to say I haven't, no.
The Colin Farrell one that came out a little bit later on, like 2000-something.
You know, I think I might have seen the Colin Farrell one, but I don't remember anything about it, which leads me to believe that I was not a huge fan.
It was all right. And then we talked about this one. You said you liked it. I didn't. Dark Shadows. I think that's one that you were thinking of.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. Dark Shadows, I was pleasantly surprised because I heard nothing but horrible things about it, and I watched it like, it was entertaining. It was not a go home and watch it right now, but it's one that if I turned it on, I'd keep watching.
And it was based off of a soap opera, right?
I think so,
like,
yeah.
A vampire soap opera. So, I don't know. I guess I was expecting more from it. It was just seemed...
It was definitely marketed incorrectly, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's maybe why I wasn't, like, all about it. It had some funny moments, but... Van Helsing?
I enjoyed the Van Helsing movies. They're another one where there's a
lot. Was there more than one?
Wasn't there more than one? There's Van Helsing 2, wasn't there?
I have no idea.
Let's find out.
Unless you're thinking of...
I'm going to research.
Unless you're thinking of Hotel Transylvania.
Do we count those?
Yeah.
There's three of those. Those were entertaining.
Blah, blah, blah. There's going to be a fourth one.
Give me some more faith in Adam Sandler.
Yeah, they weren't great.
Why did I think there was another Van Helsing movie? There was just one.
Maybe you were hoping for... Because that was...
Maybe just the fact that there's, like, Van Helsing happens to be a character in, like, 45 vampire movies that...
So does Dracula. It's like, I understand Dracula's the big, you know, dude, but come on. There's other... They could do other things with it. Like, that's why I think... That's why I think I enjoyed What We Do in the Shadows.
You sound like a 1990s Marvel comic writer. We add some more characters in here.
Right? Hey, Morbius, we didn't talk about him.
Oh, yeah.
Or
Mobius.
Mobius. Yeah, that's getting a movie with Jared Leto.
Really?
Yep. There you go. Speaking of Marvel. I don't know. It just seems like, because I'm looking at a lot of these, it's like Blood of Dracula, Son of Dracula, Dracula Untold. You know, it's like, we get it. Dracula was supposedly loosely based off of Vlad the Impaler, right? Something around those lines, and then...
I see what you're going with. I think I see where you're going with this. The fact that there's so many of these movies about the exact same character. It's all these other movies are taking these different takes and going down different storytelling paths and things like that, but there's so many movies that are talking about the one and only Dracula.
Right.
It's like Spider-Man, but on steroids of how many times we can tell this origin story slightly differently.
I would one up it and say Batman, because there's been a lot of Batman origin stories.
That's true. It's true. Either way.
Hey, yeah. And it's a bat. Maybe that's what it is. It's just the bat theme. They can't get away from it. We haven't talked about one that kind of like brought the genre back or made it a little bit hipper and cooler, and that's Lost Boys. Right? I mean, they kind of made...
Did that bring it back, though?
It was in the 80s. I don't know. Again, I haven't seen a lot of vampire movies to call myself a connoisseur, but maybe that was what made them cool. Is, you know... Because I remember when Twilight came out, a lot of people referenced to Lost Boys, like, I want my vampires, like, you know, listening to punk rock and, you know.
Yeah. Well, I would venture to guess that most people, individually and probably generationally, have the vampires that they've latched onto as these are what vampires should be in stories. Like, you said your vampire is Bram Stoker's Dracula, right?
No. I said that's the one that you think of usually when you think of vampires. My vampires are the ones from Buffy
What do you think of your vampires?
They're the ones from Buffy that turn to dust when you stake them and have the, like, the
weird faces.
Yeah, the weird face, like Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the weird type of stuff, like, where they're, like, edgy and cool, but they're also douches. So, yeah.
I think I've probably seen more of the vampire comedy films than I have of the horror and other vampire films.
What's another comedy film?
Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Dark Shadows, Dracula Dead and Loving It, Dylan Dog, Dead of Night.
Oh, I forgot about that movie. That one was okay.
Rockula, A Polish Vampire in Burbank, Once Bitten, My Sucky Teen Romance, Mr. Vampire... Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire.
What about Little Vampire? Remember that movie?
The Little Vampire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that kid from...
Yeah,
Simon
Birch. What is he from? Was he from Simon Birch?
That sounds about right.
Stuart Little.
One of those.
Yeah, something. But yeah, The Little Vampire. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Dusk Till Dawn?
I did.
And?
It was okay. I was not blown away. You're talking about the George Clooney one, right?
Yeah, with Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. I'm just not a huge Tarantino fan.
See, I'm just looking at all these, and I'm like, I know that I probably should see these, like The Interview with the Vampire, Dusk Till Dawn. The one that I do want to see that's on this list that I haven't seen is the Bram Stokers, just because, you know, it's Gary Oldman. Come on.
I do love some Gary Oldman.
Let the Right One In, I hear, is a fantastic film. I hear the foreign version that was done first is better than the American version, but I don't know. There's just so... Yeah, 305?
Yeah, 309, I think. I mean, there's just 79 of the comedy vampire movies, according to, once again, Wikipedia.
Does Hotel Transylvania take up three of those spots?
No, that's not even listed on the comedies one. I think these are just... I don't think these count any animated ones.
I think Fright Night was kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah.
If I remember correctly. Salem's Lot, I guess I did see that one a long time ago. I don't know.
Okay, now we got the list of the animated ones for us.
Okay.
The Batman versus Dracula. Blood Sea.
Right there, The Batman versus Dracula. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Blood the Last Vampire. Daffy Duck's Quackbusters. Kali the Little Vampire, Kilmera, Lament of the Lamb, Mad Monsters Party, Monster Family, Night Warriors, Princess Resurrections, Scooby-Doo and Ghoul School, Scooby-Doo and the Legend of the Vampire, Scooby-Doo and the Reluctant Werewolf, and Scooby-Doo and Music the Vampire, Transylvania 6-5000, Underworld Endless War, Vampire Hunter, Vampire Princess Miu, and Vampires in Havana. How is Hotel Transylvania still not on here?
That doesn't make any sense.
Dear users of Wikipedia, you have failed me.
What about, this is one that was a book, and it kind of took the vampire genre and twisted a little bit with Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Ooh, I loved those takes. When they came out, it seemed very, very, very clever.
That was
because it was Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies,
yep.
And then Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, and... Talk about a twist of history when you watch it. There are so many things they put into it to make it fit the narrative of actual history, but threw these other parts in. That's like
it's not a great movie, but it is definitely entertaining.
Yes, yes.
You know, just I guess I could see that happening type of thing.
An old man in a stovepipe hat throwing an axe like a machete across 35 meters to chop someone's head off while he's getting on a boat.
And I forgot about this one, too. Cirque du Freak, the Vampire's Assistant.
That one, Vampire's Assistant. That was...
That was... It was... For what it was entertaining.
That was John C. Reilly, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, look at you. Look at you. And I feel like that should be on the comedy one, because that had some funny moments.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. This Wikipedia list is certainly not complete. So this is just reaffirming, just because you read it on the internet, kids, doesn't mean it's true.
You're telling me that Wikipedia is wrong?
Something... How could it be? It's crowdsourced.
Priest? That was, like, yeah, I guess that's a comic book movie too, right? Maybe?
I think so.
About vampires? I just... The Kiss of the Damned?
I think the interesting part of vampires in general, because of how many huge pop culture moments they've had throughout history, there are countless articles that people have done research and reports on trying to figure out why vampires are so popular and the different ideas people have. I don't want to get into them because we could probably just talk for hours about it and not go anywhere. But actual research that people go along with these different things of why people are drawn to this particular type of story. Because you look at all of the monster movies, we've talked in the past about how monsters were originally created to help people deal with their fears and or control them with fear.
Right.
And of all the monsters that came out of the genres, Dracula is still one of the biggest stories out there. You know, there's werewolves that are around, there's zombies around, there's Frankenstein, there's a lot of the little offshoots, but there's...
Frankenstein's monster, sir.
Yes. But Dracula and the vampire crew, almost always at the top. Almost always.
That's true.
Everything comes in waves, and zombies are really cool for a while, but there were still vampires. Frankenstein movies are really cool for a while, but there were still vampire movies. I don't know what's going to be next. If mummies... I guess we did the mummy thing a while back. Whose turn is it? The Invisible Man?
Swamp Thing? Or the Creature from the Black Lagoon? That's what I'm thinking of.
DC already pulled the plug on Swamp Thing.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I forget about... Like, a lot of these are kind of like... I forgot about these movies. Like, you have The Vampire Academy that came out in 2014. That's based off of books, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have Queen of the Damned, which is based off of a book, which a lot of people like that movie. Me, it's all right. Vamps, which was an entertaining one. I think that had, let's see here. Did that have Kristen Bell in it? Yeah. Or Kristen Ritter. So you had Jessica Jones in that one. You're right, because I'm looking at this. You have very many different remakes and takes on Dracula. Then you have Son of Dracula. Then you have Daughter of Dracula. And it's just, that seems to be Dracula 2000. You're right. Dracula and the Vampire Crew have been around for a while.
1922, Nosferatu.
Mm-hmm.
Then 1913 brought The Vampire. London After Midnight in 27, Universal's Dracula in 31, moved to the next thing that they call the Hammer Era, 1958's Dracula, 1972's Vampire Circus, The Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires. Then the 70s changed things a little bit because they threw out things like, Blackula, then Ganja and Hess, and Rabid, and George A. Romero, and Bela Lugosi. Huge, huge in vampire lore and monster movies. Then the 80s brought up Fright Night, Lost Boys, Near Dark, Vamp, and Life Force. Then you get the modern ones from Dusk Till Dawn, Buffy, Blade, Underworlds. And it just, every century, every generation, there's a new take on vampires. And people can't get enough.
I forgot about these horrible movies.
Which ones are those?
Blood Rain. It was about a vampire that was fighting Nazis during World War II. Is based off of a video game, which, again, not that good, but Uwe Boll decided to do his take on this game and made some horrible, cheesy movies. There was three of them that were made. I forgot about that. That's another podcast that we could do, is video game movies, and I'm sure those would be on there for some of the worst ones.
Yeah.
And there's three Dusk Till Dawns?
They made a lot of... They took liberties. They took some liberties. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, you know, it's funny, as you look through this too, and you can just tell by the box art, if you will. I'm going to go back to the 80s and 90s using box art term of some of these look cheesy as all get up. And
that's the fine balance of horror movies, especially back in the days when we had to go to video stores and look at the boxes to try and find something. You had to make something that looked terrifying, or at least attempt to. And a lot of people's idea of terrifying was like sight of a van, 80s metalhead van art. Like,
that's true. Well, and they even made Lost Boys 2, which wasn't great.
Yeah. See, I was late to the Lost Boys party. I didn't watch Lost Boys till I was in my mid-20s or so.
I don't think I did either.
And it was okay, but it was definitely when I think when it came out, it was probably a lot more...
hip?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Kiefer Sutherland. Come on, man.
I'm pretty sure I watched Lost Boys within like the month of the first time I ever watched 24. So...
my wife has never seen it, so we watched it a couple weeks ago, and she enjoyed it, so I guess it still kind of holds up.
She also liked Twilight.
Well, I don't know if she, I don't know if she would watch it again, but she said it was entertaining, so yeah. I don't know.
It works out, but vampires, you know.
Let's end it with this real quick.
Okay.
Somebody's new to the game. What vampire movie would you recommend?
To tell Dracula's story or just be an entertaining something that you want to watch more of?
Just what you would introduce them, like, not necessarily to tell Dracula's story, but just like what you would introduce them into. Like, hey, this is what vampires are. Here you go. Because that's a really hard one to do.
Yeah, because you could go so many different directions with it. My personal favorite takes is probably the Underworld series is the way I like the vampires.
Where they're not necessarily villains, but they are villains.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
And it's more so the whole underworld fighting against another race type of thing, and they got their superpowers and whatnot. But I know I'm not necessarily in the majority with thinking that those are some of my favorite vampires, but that's the one that I think you could do a lot with, and you could tell a lot of different stories, a lot of different characters with those kind of vampires.
You just like it because of Kate Beckinsale.
That is not the only reason. She wasn't even in all of them.
She was in all of them but one. She's Louise. Yeah, that weird side story. That was a weird one.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you... It's tough. I would say maybe just watch the series of Buffy.
Yeah. And people list off the classic movies, and I feel like that's not the way to get somebody into vampires.
Yeah.
If you go through the classic vampire, you have to get them hooked first and then go back and see where it all came from. Mm-hmm. But if you try and just jump in with the...
Nosferatu.
Old vampire movies, I don't think you're going to win that many people over to begin with.
From not seeing it, but from what I've heard, Let the Right One In is a good one. So maybe that one. That's from what I've heard is that's one of the like top vampire movies. I don't know. I need to see it still, but if you want comedy, What We Do in the Shadows, Dracula Dead and Loving It.
I feel like Dracula Dead and Loving It. And the 92 Buffy movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe start with that one. Get your feet wet with some comedy.
I'm gonna go watch that tonight, I think.
It did come out in 92. For some reason I thought it came out earlier.
Yeah.
That is a good one. I think I saw the movie after I started watching the TV series.
See, and I think we've talked about that in the past four too. I love that movie when they came. I never liked the Buffy series when it came out because I was just upset. I thought that it was just some crummy TV series that was trying to capitalize off of that movie. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was actually Joss Whedon's baby, and he actually was upset about the first movie. He wanted to make it right.
Yep. Shame.
I was too punk rock for my own good.
What are some of your favorite? Like, that's what we want to know. That's what we're getting out of this podcast, I guess, is...
Yeah, what do you think is the best vampire movie or the best type of vampire?
Yeah, when you think... I guess a lot of people think of, like, the Victorian era type of vampires, like, from Interview with the Vampire type of thing. Me, from what I've seen, that's kind of a boring movie, but, you know, I'll give it a try, I guess.
So let us know in the comments. Find us on social media at GetGeekish. I want to know what your favorite vampire is or favorite vampire movie. You know, just throw it out there.
You got 309 to choose from. So
at least. Any internet search will give you a whole laundry list of movies. And you can listen to this podcast for a few do's and don'ts.
And we could be wrong on both of those as well, so.
Everyone's got their own, right? Because I'm guaranteeing that there's somebody that gets geekish about vampires that is probably seething right now. These two morons don't know anything about vampires.
They didn't even mention this, this, and this. I mean, because we didn't even touch a whole, like, we didn't touch the books. Mm-hmm. We barely touched video games that have vampires in it.
Yeah, we still got vampires in film as best we could.
Yeah, we tried. We tried.
And the term film is used very loosely.
Hotel Transylvania wasn't even on these lists. You can tell we have kids.
All right, well, it's vampires. Halloween is fast approaching, so there's going to be lots of vampire talk. And we just wanted to get that ball rolling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, gotcha.
Let's get geekish, and we'll talk at you next week.